home and chill, keeping you company during the coronavirus.
Yo, this is Michael Payne, and I host the Michael and Marcel Show on FUBAR Radio every Wednesday from 4 till 6 p.m. Thanks for staying at home. The only thing we want you to catch is a vibe. You're listening to Stay Home and Chill on FUBAR Radio, keeping you company through the coronavirus.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
And just like that, we're joined by another delectable little chap, as Mr. Schaefer Bates.
Oh, yeah.
You all right, mate?
I'm all right, yeah. I'm feeling very cosy.
Was you not out last night?
No, I don't drink anymore since last time.
Really? What? No, really? That's a...
Definitely was having a beer in front of us.
Oh, yeah, I just remembered.
No, it was one of those blue bottles
non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic ones, yeah.
Bex Blue.
Oh, yeah, because I thought it said something. Yeah, fair enough.
I had a 4-pack of Bex Blue. I didn't even know Bex Blue existed. And I picked up a 4-pack of Bex Blue.
But you convinced yourself you were drunk after drinking it.
I drank four bottles of Bex, and I was like, oh, fucking, that's a good
thing. It's a placebo, mate. It's a placebo.
And then I looked the next day, I was like, what?
It tastes exactly the same, yeah.
Oh, God, I regret chatting up my own mum now.
That's a brilliant one to open on.
Yeah. You do voices.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I suppose they're all right.
Our producer here, Will, is actually a massive, massive fan of your YouTube channel.
Hello, Schaefer.
I am.
Are you doing all right?
Yeah, take care of yourself, mate.
I have to.
You're a good-looking chap, ain't you?
Yeah.
What's your dream, Schaefer?
I suppose it's just to become a fully-fledged voice actor and eventually do stuff with Pixar and Disney and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, so not actually do impressions?
No, oh, no. Impressions is just... That came second, really. Voice acting's always been the forte. Impressions people seem to love and relate to, so that's just taking lead of my life at the moment.
Why do you think impressions are so popular?
I think it's just because you can fit in with anything that's current. So if Donald Trump was giving a speech, you'd do a Donald Trump impression.
Can you?
My Donald Trump impression's a work in progress, but we'll have a go.
Go on. this is a debut.
It's another one with Donald Trump. It's the mannerism, so he speaks with his teeth.
Right.
There's a lot of this. So you imagine you just said like a tequila and you're like that.
Okay.
We got a lot of problems and it's gonna be huge. It's gonna be great.
That is top notch.
That's good.
That's spot on.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
I think you can get that out of the barn. That's ready.
Really?
It's ready.
I thought you said, can you get that in the barn?
Get it out of the barn.
Ooh, Noel's just met me.
In a bit, we're gonna interrogate you. It's gonna be a bit nasty. So I think it's about time we did the Happy Vlogger Challenge. If you've been listening from the start of the show, you'll already know what it is. I'm going to put these marshmallows in Nutter's lovely mouth. Nala. There we go. Right, here's ready for one.
Happy Vlogger. Happy Vlogger.
Two.
Happy Vlogger.
Three.
Happy Vlogger.
Oh, no.
You idiot.
Go on. Four. One more. As you can see, guys, we've all had so much fun here today. I'd like to thank Tom Norris for helping me make this video. And now, I'm going to do a collaboration with Schaefer Bates.
Yeah!
Hi, Schaefer.
Hiya.
It's some marshmallows.
I was a bit aggressive for this happy vlogging episode.
We're on YouTube.
I was too aggressive. Shall I do it again?
Yeah.
Yay!
Whee! If only we had some ukulele music in the background.
There will be.
Be patient. Schaefer, I'm a massive fan of you and your impressions. I was wondering if maybe Mr. Hardy from Legend could do it.
We're doing a YouTube collaboration with Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
Keep up the...
I was.
The viewers are going to get bored unless we're really happy.
I've been happy.
A vlogger is a happy vlogger. What?
That's one.
Oh, is that... Happy vlogger.
No, Hardy's still in the room.
Happy vlogger.
It's sounding more like him.
Happy vlogger.
Oh, how many is that?
That is five. Five marshmallows.
How many did Kian get?
Seven.
Oh, six. You've got to get two more to beat Kian. Oh, they're not in. One more to beat Kian. Whoa. And now he sounds like Bane. That's not really in.
Get it in there.
Get behind the gums.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Oh, my God.
Tom Hardy is a happy vlogger. So, Schaefer, I'm getting marshmallows thrown at me. You are now a fully fledged YouTuber now, sir.
Oh, great.
Welcome to the community.
So quit the voice acting and all that and become a YouTuber.
Woo! Yeah.
Get a puppy.
Life's ambition.
Get a puppy. Get a girlfriend. Yeah. Success.
What about my talent? Just get rid of that.
Yeah, don't need that.
Oh, okay.
That's YouTube, mate.
All right.
That's YouTube. Get ready for interrogation.
Thanks for that, Sarge, Jack, mate. I'm Detective Nozza, and we need answers.
We know what you've done. We know you've been posing as a whole array of characters, using a whole array of different names to get laughs. So get ready to answer our bombardment, thank fuck for that, of questions.
All right, I'm ready.
You can pass on these questions, but it's going to be a mark against your name. If you hesitate, if you laugh, it's a mark against your name.
So answer quick, answer true, if you got that.
You're a bit aggressive. Oof.
What, we're fucking coppers, mate?
Whoa. Man, oh, mate, you seen these before, these little birdies?
We're not clowns. All right. Not going to come round there and massage you like clowns are famous for doing.
Yeah, because clowns love massages. You've not seen that documentary called Clown Massage?
I've seen it twice. I've got the box set. Right.
I've seen it. It's factual and fun.
Thank you. I like this guy.
Right. Stop kissing up to him, Sarge.
Sorry, I'm bad cop. Right, go on, ask him the questions then, Nozza.
First question, let's go. Full name?
Schaefer Camden Bates.
What kind of name is that?
A brilliant name.
Where are you from?
Cardiff.
Oh, like that Ben Phillips. Is he your mate, is he?
Best friend.
Have you got a lady friend?
Yes.
Where's she from?
Australia.
Australia? That sounds absolutely lovely, mate.
I bet she goes down under.
She does. Very well.
Frozen yoghurt or ice cream?
Ice cream.
What's your bedtime?
11 a.m.
To be honest, mate, we've seen the grayscale photos.
Can you even actually play acoustic guitar?
No, I can play the ukulele, though.
We've seen those luscious bouncy locks of yours.
Are they even real curls?
Legit, I eat my crusts.
I bet you're not even from Wales, are you, sunshine?
I bet you're English. Are you English?
I'm an Irish man who can swim.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Do you believe in happy endings, wank wank?
Yeah, I always watch Joe Sugg.
I hear you do impressions, sir.
Yes.
I bet they're shit. Do your best, Rooney.
Just sat in the club and...
Do De Niro!
I can see you.
Do Attenborough.
Who?
David Attenborough. I'm fucking Cockney, mate.
If you're going to say my name, say it properly.
Dookie into me!
Okay, Emily, what you doing there, kid?
Do that Joker fella.
I know why you put on these little mustaches.
Do Christopher Walken, please!
I don't know why you're swearing at me. It's crazy.
That's not a bad walking, but don't think you're going to be walking out of here anytime soon.
I like that, Sarge.
Wow.
I like that note.
What's the last one you learned?
Your mum.
Repression of his mum, was it? Okay, that's fair enough. you ever had a paper round, have you?
No.
Okay.
Do an impression of Bear Grylls getting his hand caught in a grill.
Okay, I've just bought this new George Foreman grill, and what you've got to do is place the piece of piss in there. Oh, God. And my hand's got caught. It's bitter.
On FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to my FUBAR show. It's a bit of fun. The main idea behind this is all the songs going to be played on my iPod. I've got a guest's iPod. I was going to put them on shuffle so we don't know what's going to be. We can't show off, essentially. No showing off. We could be humiliated or we could be made to look quite cool. Who knows? So here we go. We're going to start off. First song is going to be from my iPod on shuffle. Let's see what it is. All right. Well, there you go. Manamana by the Muppets. Now, a lot of you might think that was not on shuffle, and I have done that for comic effect to make out. It is on shuffle. My guest today, Lemba Opek, did not believe me. He demanded to look at the iPod. He said, that's no way that is on shuffle. You've done that deliberately for a laugh. I haven't. That's my iPod has immediately showed me up or made me look quite cool, I think, both at the same time. Lemba, hello.
Hello. If that was random, that was a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Oh. See what I did there?
On all cylinders.
All two.
How are you, mate? You all right?
Very, very well. Delighted to be here. Love the new format and concerned and excited to see what comes out of my mystery machine.
Yes. Now, you've got it all set up. I'm going to unplug my iPod and hand the lead over to you right now. It's very exciting.
The lead has passed to a new generation of iPod.
Do you think you got quite a cool iTunes?
I have I think so, actually, because lots of my stuff's really obscure. Mm. And I always think obscure is interesting. I don't tend to save very much mainstream or modern stuff, because you can get that anywhere all the time.
Yeah.
So it's stuff that I listen to when I'm writing. I do tons and tons of writing. And that's when I use it. Though, funny enough, I've got iPod problems today, as you can see. And sometimes I use other things as well. I've got Adele with trans music on it too, and it's always on shuffle. Because what is life without adventure? As you've shown by increasing your stature no end.
Absolutely.
With Muppet lovers all over the world.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, let's photo yours right now. Let's shuffle and see what tunes inspire Lembix Opec's brilliant writing. Here we go. Oh. Ooh. Natalie Imbruglia. First song. Now, Lembix, I don't feel like I can convey to the listeners your joy when that came on. Punch in the air and shouting, yes, such a cool song.
Well, I realise this is not a competition, it's a war. You had the Muppets, I had Big Mistake. Yeah. How cool is that? And I can assure you at home, that was entirely a random selection.
I don't think anyone's doubting that for
it's
a second.
Amazing,
definitely
yeah.
was a...
What a great song. What a great
I haven't heard it in a while.
I haven't listened to it for ages. I do sort of listen to stuff randomly myself, because it's more interesting. You know, I regulate everything. Free creative thought. But yes, okay, I would say that Muppets is good. But this time,
Imbruglia.
I just get it by a whisker.
Did you like Torn by Natalie Imbruglia? Do you remember that song?
I do. Totally iconic, classic song, actually.
Amazing song.
And she deserves everything, all the happy success that she's had. I was going to say, she deserves everything she's got. That sounds terrible.
She deserves everything in the world, that woman.
Yes,
Natalie Imbruglia.
Well, not everything in the world. I mean, I'm not quite that generous. But certainly... I don't know. This is going in a dangerous direction now.
She might be waiting. She might have heard this show. She'll be outside waiting for you.
And Natalie, I'll be finished at 6.
There you go.
Yep. And you decide if you want a Muppet lover or, indeed, somebody who loves you, baby.
I wasn't throwing my hat in the ring for that.
I don't know.
There you go.
You have now.
Yeah, I'll have Miss Piggy waiting for me. So see. I think we should have another one from your...
Already?
Your one. Yeah, I think, you know, follow up, could keep the momentum. You're on a roll. You've got Natalie Imbruglia, kicked it off very nicely. What are you hoping for in your heart now?
I'm hoping for All Saints, actually.
Yeah.
They're buried in there somewhere. I haven't listened to that for a long time either, but it could be anything from Hundreds. Also, I should warn you that I've got some tracks there which aren't really tracks at all. The computer thinks they're tracks, but they're recordings from a radio show that I did many years ago and didn't actually work out. But somehow got absorbed in the collection. I normally just go past them.
So there's some of you talking to other people?
Yeah, we'll see who comes up. You never know. You might
if that
even
happens,
know something.
I'm not going to skip it. We're going to play that whole interview that you've done with someone else.
Unless it's the 30-minute version.
It's a 30-minute
version. But it's the easiest
show I've ever done if we do that.
We can go to the pub with Miss Piggy and Natalie then.
Yeah, me and you, and we'll come back when that's finished. Well, let's see. Let's see what Lembix Opec's next track
is. Let's see what comes up.
Tension in the air.
Right, the shuffle is happening. Let's see what happens. Okay.
Kelly Watch the Stars by Air, which... I think is cooler than Natalie Imbruglia. Lembix wasn't convinced, but then about halfway through you went, this is cool.
I decided I was suddenly becoming super cool. With my Aston Martin parked outside, if only that was the case. I've been lucky, James.
I mean, it's been good. I mean, also, though, I have Kelly Watch the Stars on my iPod. So it could come up twice.
It could come up. This is actually, but maybe not from the same album. Both this and the previous song came out from, I think, different discs of the Brit 1999 Awards album. I've been very lucky. When I was an MP, I used to hang around quite a lot with people from the music industry. And then I was lucky enough to go to some of these awards, and they'd give these out in the freebies afterwards. So I think I didn't even pay for that album.
Oh, man. You're looking cooler than me, and you haven't even paid for it. I downloaded that Muppet song. 79p.
Did you really?
Out of pocket.
You
bought the whole album for the latest, or not the latest Muppets film, that's the Muppets film with Jason Segel in it.
That worries me, because that means there's 10 times more risk of having another Muppet song than I thought.
Oh, there's more than 10. There's loads of Muppets. There's even like little snippets of Kermit just talking for 5 seconds and stuff like that. Like, just stuff from the film. They use it to link up tracks. So I've got that on here. Who knows?
It's more like a counselling session now, James.
Yeah, I'm depending on this next song.
I want to hear your next one, and we can compare it to what we've just heard.
Well, see if it saves me. See what happens. Okay, here we go. James A. Caster's iPod, track 2. No. 320 by Cloudead on my iPod. I mean, let's face it, that kind of stuff doesn't get much radio play. these days. People don't really get to hear some nice electronic dirge just played repeatedly. Lembit, reactions to that?
I'm just not depressed enough to enjoy it, James. Really? I mean, if I want to be really depressed, I'll listen to Leonard Cohen. And that's not fair, actually, James. I like that. Yeah. There's a bar called Gilgamesh in Camden in London, and that's the kind of music you'd hear there. I
really
did
Gilgamesh?
Like it.
I should head down to Gilgamesh.
You would be
guys?
A hero, probably, there, because I would say that they'll all know Cloud Dead there and 320. I think it's cool because it's alternative, it's not mainstream, mm-hmm. and it says something about yourself. Mainly positive.
Where it's tripped me up, which is annoying, is that every other song on that album is quite melodic and fun and rappy, and then that one song is like that, and my iPod's gone, I heard you were doing your shuffle show today. Here you go. You're not getting any of the melody of Cloud Dead, just that.
Have you seen a film called Her, H-E-R?
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
Well, it reminds me of that, because maybe in the film Her, if you haven't seen it, a computer, an operating system, an OS, and a human begin to develop a relationship. And yep. she communicates in various ways. Maybe your OS is telling you something.
What would you think it's to end my life? I mean, it was a depressing bit of music.
Back Row and Chill with Johanna James and Noel Clark on FUBAR Radio.
Johanna James, Noel Clark for yes. FUBAR Radio. We're with The Big Show.
By the way, did you know I'm number two in the box office right now?
You love tooting that horn, don't you?
Just
give me a high five. You know what? If I was number two in the box office, I'd toot my horn, too. Man.
I want to know what your next movie project is.
I'm represented by APA out in L.A., Jeff Witches.
Me too, APA.
Fantastic.
Another one.
So Jeff's my agent. We've done some stuff. I've done a couple of readings for Marvel. I don't know if I look anything like the characters, but getting into that Marvel family, you got to get introduced to them. They got, you know, and you know the more reads you do for more casting directors, the more they get to know you, the more they get to learn you. It's hard because right away you're typecasted. They look at you and, oh, well, you're a big, intimidating guy. Well, yeah, but also I can throw down. I can act. You got to find the right opportunity. I have a TV series that may be coming up this fall that I'm really excited about. That'd be a good opportunity for me. And we're just considering some other projects and seeing what's going on. It's a lot of your talent. It's a lot of who you know and how you meet them and how do you get to know them because they're going to take a risk on you. Because you got to figure it's a business venture. They're taking a risk on you to pull this character off and enhance the script or enhance this character. Yeah. There's so many great actors out there that are applying for the same job. Yeah. It's a toss-up.
Is it something that a lot of the WWE superstars are glad about now where you have not only WWE Studios with Michael Luisi, but you have the fact that a lot of the stars like The Rock and Stone Cold earlier, now John and yourself and crossing over into movies.
I think who's really transcending that for us has been Rock. Because I remember 20 years ago, nobody would talk to you in Hollywood. You know, they just wouldn't do it because you were a wrestler that didn't want anything to do with it, and rightly so.
Yeah. There was only very few, wasn't
there? There was very few, but you weren't getting involved in any really big projects. Yeah. You know what I mean? Most of the projects the guys did back then, they had friends and producers that produced a movie for them to do. The difference is now is Rock has really gone out there and paved the way for us in showing our work ethic, our willingness to work with other people, our commitment, which is ingrained by us. I don't think people understand unless you've been around WWE and been backstage and seen the work level that our talent's capable of.
We have done that.
You know what I mean? And you look at guys like Miz, okay? Now, Miz is a smart ass on TV, but Miz is one of the hardest working guys you'll ever meet. Yeah. Very dedicated, very friendly, never complains about anything. You strap a dump truck to his back and tell him to walk it three blocks. He'll be like, okay, and he'll go do it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of work attitude that you know in Hollywood is very important. You need to get along with your co-stars, your fellow actors, your director, be respectful, show up on time and work hard, know your lines.
Yeah.
Our guys are going to do that. You know, you've seen the success that Rock's had. They see the success that Batista's had in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, amazing.
Batista knocked it out of the park.
Amazing.
And, you know, Dave was one of those guys that made a difficult transition where he was really popular at the time. He was one of the top heels we had, but he felt in his gut, I need to make this transition now. And Dave did it. So, yeah, and he started with a couple of small films, and then, you know, he did well in those, and he hit a home run with Guardians.
Yeah.
So when those kind of guys are proven entities that deliver, you're going to look in the same pond maybe for another potential, and it makes it easier to take a risk. That's the boat I'm in now. Yeah, I've been the Big Show for 20-something years. That's cool. But now I need to go in, sit down, meet with these people, let them know that I'm a human being, that, you know, I've got experiences, and I can give you A to Z, then find the right part they're willing to take a risk on, because it's a risk and an investment.
I don't know if you noticed this, but I'm black.
Okay, can someone talk to me about this? Because I wasn't aware of this.
Yeah, right? I know, right?
Anyway.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah. Something even more shocking, she's a woman. Right?
Really?
Yeah.
So, oh, God.
Actually, I got to be honest with you, I knew that right away. Sorry.
My point being, how do you guys, and WWE is great at it, but how do you guys, and what sort of advice do you give to people that have differences? You know,
diversity? I think anybody that's different that brings a uniqueness. We're all unique our own way, whether we're black, white, short, tall, fat, skinny.
So I guess I'm saying, how do we teach children to embrace that, do you think?
We all are different, and you have to embrace your differences, embrace your gifts. If anyone puts a limit on you and says you can't do something, you're the one that's making a mistake by listening to them.
Yeah.
If you want to be a WWE superstar, there's opportunities here for you to be a superstar. If you want to be part of this program, there's opportunities for everyone. It doesn't matter of ethnicity. We are actively recruiting all over the world, from China, Japan, South Africa, Australia, Europe. We want diversity because mm-hmm. we're a worldwide product.
Yeah.
Diversity makes things better. If you have all carbon copy the same thing, it becomes very stale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is life stale? Life's not stale. Diversity is what all the little chemicals and the neurons, electrons, everything bouncing off each other. That's what makes things happen because everything's unique and diverse, and that's what makes the magic happen. And you know, the more diversity you have, the more energy you have flowing, the better the project is.
Yeah. I think it's good for people because you guys have your Don't Be a Bully, Be a Star campaign.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's good for listeners and people to hear you say that because obviously like, we know everyone is different, but I think sometimes young people have a hard time.
Well, another thing too is that part of the Be a Star program, they have, you know, guidelines and building their chapters. But one thing when I talk to the kids about how important it is for them, hey, if somebody's being bullied, step up and help. Contact a respected adult, a teacher.
Yeah.
The other thing is, too, is a lot of things we overlook in those bully situations is, yes, the kid being bullied is a victim, but also the child doing the bullying is really crying for help.
Yeah.
How many times we know in those situations that a bully is really crying for help?
Yeah.
There's something going on somewhere. Whatever it is, this kid is emotionally acting out because something is troubling that child, because that's not natural human behavior.
Yeah.
If anything, we're about pulling together and fighting for the underdog and rising above. We've fought disease and famine and thousands of years of evolution to get to where we are.
Yeah.
So if something's against the norm and there's this bully, then what's going on in this kid's life? What's happening in this kid's life?
Yeah.
So by telling, you're not getting the bully in trouble. In all actuality, in situations, you're helping the bully find out what's wrong. And if you get it early enough, maybe you can correct this young man's path or young woman's path, and they go on to a better professional existence.
Very good point. I wanted to ask you a little bit about behind the scenes, because we've come
I am not walking around in my underwear. It's not happening.
Damn it. No,
you pervert.
We often come back after a show. We watch a show.
With the amazing Mr. Sean Selman.
With Mr. Sean Selman, yes. And then we luckily get to come back and meet you guys. But we were like amazed. We're like, it feels just like a film set back here. You've got roadies and everyone's half in costume and like the family-ness that I can sense.
Yeah, it's that way. Yeah.
Are there any kind of like back behind the scenes stories or anything?
People ask me all the time, says, oh, do you really like so-and-so? Do you really hate so-and-so? It's like any other job. Do you like everybody you work with? No. But you're professional and you do your job. Yeah, there are going to be heated rivals here and there because we're all competitive. That's going to happen naturally. We're competitive individuals. But when you spend the amount of time that we spend together, 4 or 5 days a week, 290 days a year, all over the world, you got a family. You're going to know when, you know, so-and-so's mad at her boyfriend, she's not having a good day. Or
it's like fine with your brother or sister.
It's weird because you can tell when people are having troubles and maybe they need a hug or maybe they need to talk or maybe they need to be left alone.
Yeah.
So, and most all of us are really good. I'm sure you guys are the same way being actors. Your therapy is your work. So when you get into your work, you might be upset, angry, pissed off, sad, depressed, but once you get into your performance, afterwards, you're like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
And I think that's what all of us, we function well at. We're able to take our frustrations, our stresses, and we get to release that energy in a positive way out there in our performance. And I'm not talking about yelling or screaming, but just even the fact of performing in front of the fans and giving them that match or that segment, that's the awesome feeling. You can't trade for anything.
No.
People talk about skydiving. I've never skydived. I'm not insane. I'm not falling out of a perfectly good airplane for nothing. It's not happening. Tom Cruise hanging on the side of an airplane, good for him. I don't have the balls to do it. Not happening.
I'm with you, man. How many black people you see get killed by sharks?
No.
We don't do that shit. How many black people die on Everest? None. Because we ain't climbing mountains in the cold.
Okay, wait. No, LL Cool J stabbed a shark in the eye.
Yeah,
he lived.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Have Juno Dawson
Hello.
With me. Cheers. Juno is an amazing YA young adult author, writer.
Correct.
And journalist. Oh. And you've done like non-fiction as well and stuff. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Haribo.
And wine.
Haribo and wine.
I know.
Normally I like go for crisps during the show and then by the end I'm like so bloated. But I feel like sugar might be a little bit better.
It's going to get us through.
Yeah. No, just going to be like, woo! By the end. Absolutely mental. Oh, all right, yeah. Juno, are you ready to play a game of Dirty Talk?
Yes, you'll have to tell me how this happens.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You've got to throw yourself fully into this because it can get weird. Okay, so the way that Dirty Talk works is we are basically going to simulate phone sex.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to call you up. I'm going to have a good little chat. And these pieces of paper, these turned up pieces of paper in front of us, have got random words on them. So during our conversation, we have to take it in turns to turn them over, and then we have to, in whatever we're saying, include that word in the sentence in that. Okay, you ready?
Are you going to tell me when to turn over the pieces of paper?
No, you can just, we'll take it in turns. So I'll do one and then you do one, but like, just kind of like, keep it flowing.
I've never been very good at phone sex. Is this this is why I don't do long distance relationships. Okay,
it's fine.
Let's go.
Ready? Got some sexy music. All right. I'm gonna call you up. Bring, 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 bring.
Hello.
Hi, Juno. It's Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
I was just thinking about you.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I was just thinking about you and your last eruption. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, my God, that was a Vesuvius-level eruption. Everybody drowned.
Oh, yeah, I love drowning. Gets me off.
Wanted to give you a riddle.
Oh, yeah?
And the riddle I've been thinking is, what's so hot it's dangerous?
Is it... Is the answer Juno Dawson?
Oh, my God, yes. How did you know?
Because you're so hot and dangerous, baby. And you're so crafty, too. You're crafty, crafty minx.
I am crafting right now.
Oh, what are you crafting?
A scrapbook of pictures of Hannah Witten.
Oh, my God, don't show the internet.
I wouldn't. What we have...
Those are for your eyes only.
Just for you and me. Some of the pictures are also of antiques.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know how much you love a good nude antique. Just me, naked, and a vase. Holding that sweet seat vase. And this is a word I don't know. So I'm just going to pretend it's a different word. Because what you also love is when I smash up those vases and cause absolute chaos. That's not the word on the
what
card.
What's the word? Can you spell it out?
C-H-O-A-S.
Oh, I think that might be chaos spelled incorrectly.
Oh, well...
How you know that... Bad spelling turns me
absolute.
On.
This game is absolute chaos, and I know that you love it when shit goes wrong.
And do you know why that is, Hannah?
Why is that, Juno?
Because I'm greedy for chaos. Chips.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know how I love to eat food after making sweet, sweet love?
Sometimes during.
Even better.
Chippy.
I was about to say pour gravy on me, but gravy wasn't even like a word that was down. It actually just came to my head.
Also, I'm seeing scalding. That's a burning room. And that's when we had to go to A&E with the gravy scald.
Oh, my God. I fucking love that game. That's so
ridiculous.
Do you think
there's anybody out there getting off on this? That would be amazing.
I fucking hope so. I was into it.
Vase chat. Some nice spicy vase chat.
It's now planted in my head that I want to do a naked photo shoot with just, like, loads of, like,
vases.
Antiques around me. Imagine.
Sexy armoire. That's a good word.
I know.
A good
how
word.
Funny would that be, though? Imagine me in Downton Abbey, but nude.
Nude Downton Abbey.
Are you okay?
I've got cramp. I'm just going to... Right, you talk. I'm just going to walk it off.
Okay, Juno's walking it off.
That weird. Should I tell you what it is? It's because I didn't want to wait for the lift at Caledonian Road, so I think I've actually possibly pulled a muscle in my leg walking up 156 stairs, which I remember because that's what the sign said.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Covent Garden's the worst one, though.
You never do that. Only fools would do that.
Unless you know that you are, like, in peak physical fitness and you're better than everyone.
Yeah. Like, you're a cross-training marathon.
I'm pretty
running.
Sure I have done it before.
I wanted to make my mum do it as well, because it was going to be really easy. Whoops.
Yeah. You do it once, and then you're like, never again. Never again.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville on FUBAR Radio. We've got our guest of the day in to come chat to us and play a little game with us. But before we do that, I just want to say that I have proved that Russell Brand did have a mouse living in his fucking hair.
Living
I'm not
in
going
hair.
Mental. I'm
living.
Actually not going mental.
How? For how long?
Show us the receipts.
There's the receipts. Look, it says here, Russell Brand bought a mouse when he was a professional junkie, named it after the king, and allowed it to move into his live in his matted barnet. So,
oh, wow, okay, all right. When you're right, you're right.
That's nasty.
Yeah, that's mad. That's can't lie.
Pretty mad, isn't it?
Pretty mad.
Very.
Must have been quite soothing, though.
No, wouldn't
be. I don't
know,
the pitter-patter of tiny feet running around on your scalp.
No.
Maybe he had itchy hair, like it was just like...
Exactly, you could train it to get to bits that...
I guess so, it's like a head massage, isn't it?
Kind of
With really small hands.
Really small hands. And I guess like you've got like someone that can just kind of like exterminate all the nits, should he have some.
Eating the there you go, it's eating the lice and the thing that are in your hair.
Lice for the mice for the lice.
There you go.
You've heard the voice?
You have heard the voice, and I should introduce him formally. Please. He goes by the name Shaq from PAQ. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man, I'm good. This year, actually... I'm just using my full name, just Shaquille.
Okay, we actually had that debate.
We did.
And Natalie was right. Natalie was like, I'm going to call him Shaquille. Yeah. And I went Maverick.
Because, you know what it is? I love doing PAQ and stuff, but I feel like this year's, for me, is like the year of like just becoming like my own person.
Fair play.
Like, I just want to say, like, first and foremost, like, thank you guys for actually even having me.
Not
like,
at
this
all,
is
mate.
Like, this is so surreal. Like,
we're only as good as our guests, man.
That's true. You know
what I mean? No pressure.
No, no, no. All good. Oh, wait. Is this oh, that's crazy. Is that recording?
Yeah. Yeah, all of them are.
Not
all of them
not like, yeah, recording.
You can't do
not
nothing
live,
without being seen, bro.
But you're used to that, though. You're used to being in front of cameras, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, doing PAQ is crazy. Like, we never thought it would be, you know, what it is now. Mm. You know, it's just me, like, Elias, Danny and Dex, shout out to them, you know, just wanted to have some fun. And then the way it just developed, bro,
yeah, it's true.
Mad.
It's
like,
true.
So crazy.
In such an organic way as well, you know. I first started hearing about you guys, you know, like a couple of years ago, and I feel like it was very organic the way you guys came onto my radar, you know. And it's grown since then. You've worked with like some fashion powerhouses.
Yeah, man. Like, obviously, big shout out to Dior. We've worked with them, places like, you know, like menswear brands like Dunhill, to like, you know, your streetwear stuff, like the OGs. Like, we've worked with Adidas. The list goes on. We've done like over 100 or something episodes in three years. But like,
what's been the most surreal moment?
I guess the most surreal moment for me was kind of like how, I mean, obviously for us, like, you know, we never really see what's going on because we're so immersed into just doing it.
Yeah.
And then obviously as a collective, like obviously when we go out on road and people start, like even when I was on the Uber bike here, someone clocked me and they were like, yo, can you stop for a second? I was like, oh God, love anyways. But I think I've always dreamed as a child, like my mum will tell you, like I've always dreamed of like having like my personal thing, which is like my artwork and my poetry and stuff being heard by many people.
Yeah.
Thought it would never happen. And then like, you know, one thing my lecturer said in uni was, you know, just because you've got a lot of followers on Instagram, don't feel like you're a good artist. And I was like, yeah, that's true. And that humbled me. But then I think the most surreal moment for me is when I get DMs from kids, because obviously with this platform, I'm putting out my stuff still anyway. So
of course.
I think the most surreal moment that I've taken away from this platform that we were able to create was the fact like so many kids and like so many like young adults like emailing me or like DMing me telling me that they use like my poetry or like my artwork in their GCSEs, their A-levels.
Nice.
I've seen a few screenshots of people and they send it back and they've got like A's, got like
that's
B's.
Sick.
No fail so far. So
you're doing well.
Yeah. And then I think the thing that topped that off was like, so the Harvard Advocate, I think is like this arts magazine in Harvard University. And I got an email from this lovely woman, I can't remember her name. So I think her name was like Janelle. And she requested for my poetry for the Harvard Advocate for Harvard University.
Incredible.
And that was crazy because I remember in year seven when I wrote down in this book, the teacher was like, what university do you want to go to? And I put Harvard or Oxford.
Right.
And then she gave me back my book and the feedback said, not if you write like this, because my spelling was a bit off.
Wow.
But then to get that, it's kind of like, fuck you.
Them teachers,
they should be struck off if there is a... Can teachers be struck off?
I don't think for that. I think it'll have to be slightly something more. But you can't... I think you can be... You cannot
can't
be allowed
teach
to
again.
Be a teacher.
Never work in this town again
kind
type
of
shit.
Get out of this town.
Yeah. Mm. Be a fucking... Actually, no, that's kind of...
You're meant to inspire, not
exactly.
Fucking...
Exactly.
Yeah. It's mad.
Be a dick.
Exactly.
It doesn't rhyme, but it's...
Exactly.
But as the saying goes, those that can't do... Teach. No offense to some teachers out there, though.
Most teachers are great. You're right, but some people. I guess it must have been a dickhead teacher that forced someone to come up with that statement.
We've got time for a game.
So pop on your headphones. Okay. So in honor of you being here, because PAQ did a LA best fashion brands episode. So I'm assuming that you've got an eye for spotting the most amazing fashionable clothes in Los Angeles. But do you have an ear to spot the biggest bangers that came from LA?
Okay.
So, you've got pen and paper there. There's five and a bonus we'll try and squeeze in. I've got some songs from LA artists.
Is it like OG or is it like...
Well, I can't remember.
They're just from LA.
They're from LA. So write down the name of the artist and the song. But then obviously it'll be too easy just to give you a clip. So, of course, we have reversed them as well.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sorry, but it'd be too easy, wouldn't it, the way? So, shall we start with number one? All LA artists. Okay?
Yeah. Five and a bonus. Okay.
Here is number two.
Well, these are nice and easy so far.
So far, yeah. Number three, we're ready for number three?
Yeah.
Oh,
not so easy that one, right?
I don't.
The artist would love what we are doing right now. What we're playing right now?
Reversing shit.
No, as a concept of what we are doing right now.
Oh right, okay.
Ready for number four?
Yeah.
You know this. That's I feel like you could be strong here. Which I think Shaquille could be, because I'm not seeing a pen moving in Michael Caine's hand. We got something. We ready for number five?
Yeah.
Yes. Clue?
Yes, please.
Frozen Water.
Okay.
Oh wait, no, you said LA. Yeah.
LA. Yeah.
Wait.
Frozen Water. That's enough of a clue.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive that's what happens when you freeze water, is what this artist
is. Can we get a clue for the title?
Oh, okay. I believe in all of you. I know you. I'm giving away the title. You're definitely not going to fail. Believe in yourself.
Ooh,
if you put your back into it.
Come
on!
No, that's the wrong song! That's the wrong clue!
That's the clue for number four.
Yeah, it was still.
Oh, are we on five? Yeah, oh, yeah, go on.
I'm looking at her thinking, no, it's not.
Yes, no!
Sorry.
You baited that one out.
Okay.
She gave five clues.
This artist is chilly as well, all right? This artist is chilly.
Amazing.
In fact, I did this to myself. The name of this title of this song is what I just did by giving out the wrong information. We're giving answers now.
Okay.
What was number one?
Oh, wait, who said?
Let's start with you, Shaquille. Okay, cool. What have you got?
It's Kendrick Lamar. But I can't remember the name.
Mars, what you got?
I got Kendrick Lamar, Be Humble.
Michael Payne.
I got the same thing as Marcel.
Okay. Bitch, be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Okay. Sit down. Number two, I think you probably all got that. What did you get, Shaquille?
Dr. Dre featuring Eminem, Forgot About Dre.
Okay.
Tell me what you got. I got Dr. Dre, Forgot About Dre.
And I know you would have got that.
Yep.
Well, let's see.
So fuck y'all. All of y'all. If you don't like me, blow me. Y'all gonna keep fucking around.
I don't understand why people say to people that there's clearly animosity between us, but still, suck my dick.
Yeah. We got 30 1 minute. What is next? What did you get for number three? Quick fire. What did you get?
Ice Cube. I don't know if the name of the song is correct, but put your back in. Well, yeah.
That was three.
Oh, then I'm blank. I didn't get nothing.
Okay, Marcel.
I got Tupac, California Love.
Okay, what did you get? What did you get, Michael Payne?
I just got, like, The Game as an artist, but I didn't have a title. But that makes sense.
I thought it was The Game.
It was The Game.
Sick. Is this what it was? Okay.
Do you know where the clue threw me off? Because she went, the person would love what we're doing right now.
That's true, California Love. That's true. But then she went the concept of what we're doing right now.
Anyway, what did we get for number four?
But then that still does relate to California.
What did we get to number four?
Ice Cube, back into it.
We all got that. Two points. Okay, you're right. And then what did we get for number five?
I don't know.
I got nothing.
Something about a player?
Ice T, Don't Play Yourself.
Don't Play Yourself.
Well, hold on. What did you get? What did you get, Shaquille?
I didn't get nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Four, five. Okay. Mars, you got Ice-T. You played yourself is what you put. Yeah, I'm sure you did put that there. And what did you get?
I admit I got nothing.
Okay. So Marcel does technically win.
Go on.
There's lots of points here, but we'll do a very, very quick bonus. Write it down and share it to me, and whoever shared it to me first and gets it right just wins. That's how it's going to work.
That's just the quickest writer, maybe.
Do it. Okay. Right. So here we are with the bonus.
Oh,
Fuck you, Shaquille.
Shaquille's gonna
he's riding.
Write it, Shaquille.
Well, he's riding,
show it to me. Show me your paper, Shaquille. Not what he's wanting to win. Yeah, well, Shaquille wins then because you've got the artist.
Who is it?
Frank Ocean.
He's from LA.
Everyone.
Of course he is. Or
future.
No. Yeah. God damn it!
Well done.
Yes, exactly. Well done, Shaquille. Mm. Well done.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Afro B is on the phone. How's it going, man?
Yo, what's good, man? Afro B in the building.
How you feeling? Congratulations on the release of Afro Wave 3. It looks like everybody's going nuts for it, but how's it been for you, though?
Yeah, man, it's been very good. I feel like it was the right time for this to happen. And yeah, I'm happy with the response.
It's got some crazy collaborators on there. You've got T-Pain on there, like Vybz Kartel. It's like, you're always a collaborator. You've had Team Salute, of course, working on so many songs with them. They've been in FUBAR. We love them so much. They obviously produced the banger that is Drogba. Did you get in the studio with all of the people on the record, or was some of
it... most of it's like over email, but we talk on social media.
Yeah.
So Drogba was like the fishing rod to bring them towards me, and then, yeah, we just made that connection.
Sick. I mean, talking of Drogba, it's insane. It's now got over 48 million views just on YouTube and over 100 million streams across the board. Does it feel like that was the moment that really it kind of popped off for you, like overseas, like the US?
100%. Like, if you go to New York right now, that's like the main Afro song you're going to hear on radio, like in the clubs. Like, is that go-to African song? So I'm just glad that that's the song that's representing the continent at the moment.
Absolutely. But are you sick of it yet?
I'm not really, you know. When I perform it to a new crowd, I just get that feeling again. But, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't play it to myself, though.
I know what you mean. It's that shared energy, isn't it? It's like you feel their love for it kind of keeps you going.
Exactly.
But it's one of the things as an artist, right, you have to kind of deal with the fact that, you know, it's obviously bittersweet sometimes that when one of your most favourite songs becomes huge and then it's like that is the song that you hear so often. So it can become a little bit grating, but actually it's too good to grate. It's too good.
To be honest, every artist would want one that kind of song, that go-to song that they can perform anywhere.
Absolutely. And how does it feel, obviously, now you've released Afro Wave 3, in the sort of journey of your career with Afro Wave 1 and 2, like, how have you changed as an artist? Do you see a change from Afro Wave to Afro Wave 2?
100%. Because during 1 and 2, I was still kind of fairly new to the whole music artist thing, but I'm still, like, Afro Wave 3 shows the growth and, like, the whole journey from when I first started 5 years ago until now. So that's why I wanted to showcase that with this project.
It's a nice kind of 360, isn't it? Because you have now seen that. I mean, you are one of the most prolific parts of the surge of Afrowave music here and now in the States, which is, I mean, for a guy from South London, is that still crazy for you, or have you settled into that feeling of knowing
that's
you've
crazy.
Gone?
You know what? Nothing's really hit me yet, though. I'm just having fun with the journey. I'm just enjoying, like, just seeing the different countries and stuff. So, yeah, I'm just taking it as it comes.
And on a personal note, how do you keep your beard looking so good?
Beard drip on the way.
Literally.
Me and my boy were working on the product for the beards out there.
You serious? Know what I mean? Is it going to be called Afro Beard?
Well, Beard Drip.
Oh, Beard Drip.
But the name can change.
Listen, I'm just thinking, you've put Afro B and then E-A-R-D is in small. Is in
that
small.
Can work.
Do you know what I mean? You can have that. I will take 10% though. Nah, man, it's always really on point. I'm always very impressed. I mean, obviously we're not in the same room right now, but I can feel the beard's energy from here.
You're making me turn red right now.
Listen, there is nothing wrong with a beautiful beard, my friend.
You know what? I'm not 6 foot, so I need other things, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, it's working for you. Whatever you're doing, it's working for you, hun.
Listen, what's the plans for the next? Now it's dropped. What's the plans for the next few months?
Yes, I'm just going to work it in every territory I can, every country I can. Drop visuals to the songs on there, especially the T-Pain one and the international features, and just keep working as much as possible. I feel like there's a lot of potential singles on there.
Absolutely.
So 2020, I'm just going to work the hell out of it.
I want to see Cardi B.
Yeah, I feel that's coming, you know. I feel like that's going to come soon.
Well, it's already happened, so like it's bound to happen again, you know.
Yeah,
this
man.
Album is going to bring that vibe. She obviously loves it. We need to get it in her ears and she'll know. She can kind of pick the ones that she's going to bop down to and then you'll know they're the bangers.
Man. For sure.
Mate, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much. Next time we're going to get together properly in the same room.
You can see the beard live in the flesh.
Listen, I want to see it. I want to take pictures of it. And I cannot wait for your new line of beard products. If you call it Afro B with a small eared...
Don't worry, 10%, 50%, 50%.
50%. Oh my God, that means it's never going to happen because you just offered 50%. Listen, good luck with everything, man.
Bless.
The Jack Mate Show on Fubar Radio.
I'm nervous because I'm joined now by the wonderful Anto Sharp. How are you, mate?
Hey, guys.
You alright?
How are we?
I'm alright. Have you ever done YouTube?
I am on YouTube, but I haven't really progressed on that side.
You don't do original content just for YouTube?
Not really, no.
Yet.
Well, that's bloody lucky, because you've come to the right place. Well,
really?
Yeah, because
I've been accepted into this sort of little group.
You might be.
I thought what he was going to say is, like, we've all had music careers, why not just make a boy band now?
Ooh.
Because that could actually happen.
Ain't nobody wanna steal my girl.
Everybody wanna take her heart away.
Well,
a million in the whole world.
Find another one, cause he
loves me. And
sing.
What? Is that it?
No. If anyone out there wants to sign this, then hit us up. What are we called?
YouTube, wasn't it? Better than singing?
I don't know. Let's teach him how to be a vlogger, shall
we? Sure.
We're going to teach you how to be a vlogger.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of creativity on our social media, not so much YouTube. Are you familiar with many vloggers?
Sadly not, no. I mean, Facebook, I'm primarily on Facebook, so that's how I sort of know most of the names. But, I would love to be taught, you know?
Okay, right. Well,
learn me.
Well, we will. I will learn you. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
This is all you need.
Just eat them all, yeah?
This is all you need to be YouTube famous.
Oh, okay. So this was a video that went viral by someone.
This is the Chubby Bunny Challenge.
Oh, okay.
You have to put a marshmallow in your mouth and then say Chubby Bunny.
But...
Chubby Bunny.
There's a twist. There's a bloody twist and a turn.
You're not saying Chubby Bunny. What do you reckon you're saying?
Wait. Bubby Bunny.
But you're not saying that.
What do you say a lot?
He can't even say it without one in his mouth, so he's not going to...
I don't know.
You're going to say... What do you say quite a lot?
Chubby Bunny. Straight in my basket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to be doing the straight in my basket challenge.
Oh my God, this is amazing. This is great. I'm actually up for this.
So you have to put a marshmallow in your mouth, say your catchphrase, put another one in your mouth, say your catchphrase.
Okay, so where did the chubby bunny come from?
It just sounds like a funny word to say.
Okay.
That's how much talent is on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I think you'll be aiming for 9.
So should we get into the zone a bit?
Are these in date? They look a bit...
Nah, they're great.
From the corner shop, mate.
No, they're great.
We get a check on the show, I don't.
So without further ado, let's get into our vlogger mode.
All right.
3, 2, 1, high five. Oh. Whenever you're ready, baby.
Stuff your face.
Go.
Straight in the mouth, yeah?
Straight in the mouth.
The rules weren't simplified. Straight in my basket.
Ooh.
Straight in my basket.
Quit the chewing. No chewing.
I'm not chewing.
You are chewing.
All right. Straight in my basket.
Four.
Straight in my basket.
Oh, that's 5.
Straight in my basket.
Go on.
6.
Straight in my basket.
Oh, he's got 3 more to get the record. Can go on. So he's chewing.
It looks a little bit like he's swallowing it.
Yeah,
no,
it's fine.
I'm on gullet watch. There's
nothing
gone down there.
Okay.
Straight in my
basket. 7.
Rude gullet.
Oh. 8.
Can you go for the record?
Yeah, come on, one more.
This is it! Oh my god!
Is Johnny saying it?
Yeah!
Come on!
Oh my god!
Come on!
Can he spit him out? Because it's making me gag looking at him.
I don't know what this is with.
Go on, you spit in your tissues.
I want to watch him spit it out.
Go on.
Oh!
That was so visual. Oh. Right, so now, do you know why you're here, Anto?
Apparently I'm going to be interrogated.
You are. This is viral interrogation.
It's viral interrogation.
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 I'm already scared from that ginger moustache.
Oh, get off it.
There's
get
nothing
off my case.
Wrong with gingers, all right?
I'm only 50%.
And I'm apparently 100%. It's fine.
100%.
So we're going to... You're a viral star. So, yeah, you are. Mm. All right. So,
stop it. This is an interrogation. You're trying to flirt.
So we're going to interrogate you. So without further ado, Nozza... Oh, no, we should explain the rules, maybe.
Maybe.
You have to answer these quick, fast. You can't stutter.
Oh,
all
sugar.
Right? You can't say
timbers.
Pass, but for every pass you give, you're going to get a mark against your name.
Okay.
And you want to be top of this leaderboard as well.
Yeah, of course I do.
Right, so without further ado, PC Nozza.
You ready?
I'm ready, mate.
State your full name.
Anto Sharp.
Oh, God, I already don't like you. Did you make that up, did you?
No, I didn't know.
You got many followers online, have you?
Yeah, loads, yeah.
Did you nick them off Jack Jones?
No, he nicked them off me.
We saw you bang your head once online.
Yeah.
Did that proper fucking hurt?
It fucking proper hurt.
Look tasty. Did you get a shiner, did you?
A proper shiner.
You ever broke a bone, Sharp?
Never, mate.
But you've broken a few hearts, ain't you, mate?
That's a bit weird, Tom, flirting. You single, Anto?
No. Why are you asking?
God, how long you been with her, then?
I don't know, maybe like 6 years or something.
Ooh. Would you swap her for an extra million followers?
Oh, yes, please. I mean, no, I would not.
How'd you come up with your catchphrase, then, sir?
Looked at your ginger beard and I thought that's going straight in my basket.
Oh, yeah, so the next question I've got here is, what even is your catchphrase?
That's going straight up my, but, you know it.
What's the first thing you put in your basket, then?
It was an extra large salami.
Do you ever pay for those things you put in your basket?
I'm a thief.
What's your greatest online achievement?
Putting things in my basket.
Have you ever posted something that you instantly regretted?
Penis. I mean, extra large. I mean, sorry.
Spotify or iTunes?
Spotify.
Here's a deep question. No bullshit here. What internet browser do you use?
Safari.
Lager or cider?
Lager.
Shots or shorts?
Shorts.
Socks or sandals?
Socks.
Ben Phillips or Craskle?
Craskle.
Favourite sports team?
Man United.
Mila Kunis or Megan Fox?
Kunis.
Beckham or Brad Pitt?
Beckham.
If you weren't an online star, what would you be doing?
Masturbating 17 times a day. I mean, oh, bollocks.
That sounds lovely.
Lend us a tenner, will ya?
Why not 20?
Ever been to the States?
Never.
Talking of states, when did you last get your hair cut?
I'm actually due to get it cut tomorrow.
Lovely.
What's your motor?
A van.
Can you ride a bike?
Yes.
What mobile network you on then, mate?
Oh, I don't know.
How you finding it? good contract, is it?
What?
Get much data?
Yeah, loads. 2 gigs.
Well, that's lovely. Now, Mr. Dean, last question, mate.
No, you do it, Nozza.
Did you do it? Did you do it?
Did you do the crime?
Did you interrupt? Did you put it straight in your basket?
It did go in there and it's still in there right now.
Throw him in the slammer, Will. Take him in the slammer.
You've done me.
Do you want to say you can fuck off, but basically, thank you for coming on the show.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
you're sweating. You're a 20 a day,
man. Wait, whoa. Where's his ginger moustache gone?
He fell off.
I shaved it halfway through.
He got itchy. Now, cheers for coming on the show.
No worries, thanks for having me.
Cheers for coming on, Anto.
Thanks, man. Woo! Thank you, man. Woo!
Joey Page on FUBAR Radio.
It's now time, I never thought I'd say this, to welcome into the studio my very special guest at this time, The Darkness. There we go. So, how are you guys? Are you good?
Got a sore throat, actually.
Yeah, all of you.
We all have one sore throat.
Yeah, all one sore throat between you. So, yeah, what have you been up to today? What's a day for the darkness entail?
Dan, what did you do? Have you been up for...
I've been up since about 6. My 2-year-old son jumped on my head, did a wee in my bed. Had to sort him out, make breakfast for the 2 girls that I have, get them all ready for school, and then get ready for radio day.
Nice.
Radio day is so important.
I put my television outside the front door, my TV and my Sky boxes and everything, and I'm never going to use Sky ever again.
Right.
Which obviously I should have done a long time ago, but television, hopefully, neither.
Right, so you're just going to completely get... You're going to go cold turkey? Or
I realise that the vibrations coming from a TV are really nasty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So just
is that a scientific thing? Has that been scientifically proven? Or
it's probably just my age, but...
Maybe have you got a particularly old telly, is it?
He is not liable for the licence fee.
Yeah, right.
He's no longer...
necessary for him to pay that.
Is anybody really? Like, you know the whole thing about the vans being outside. I don't buy that. I don't think they can catch you.
No, they can. They've but got the a special machine that can they tell have, you when you've been watching your TV.
No, they can't. Yeah, it's not real.
Chemically, yeah. They can catch you. Because if you don't pay your licence, you're making the BBC worse. And then if you complain and you say, oh, the BBC these days, you know, bargain hunt. You know, did you see the darkness on it the other day? What a farce. You know? It was so badly
done. Was you on bargain
so
hunt?
So badly done. But
I want to know
if
about
you pay your licence, those programmes could be slightly better.
Right, and then who knows who would be on there?
Quality of guest.
Yeah, who would be on there? who would you envisage as one up if somebody else paid the TV licence?
One up.
Yeah.
How many notches are there in the scale?
Well, let's just go one. Say I've paid mine.
Okay.
So if you paid your...
No, I think it's paid. It's not by me,
it's someone like the Kaiser Chiefs or something.
You can't admit it. That's how they find out.
No, because my television was warm when they visited because my cat had been asleep on top of it.
Oh, there you go.
My
television was under a shroud.
I've got a valve television which at the same time heats my living room.
So
technically it's making itself
carbon... It's a radiator. Neutral?
Well, footprint. It's efficient. It's so positive, it's... I'm not going
to... You could feed some of that heat back into the grid, couldn't you?
Yeah. There we go.
Give something back.
Wow, who knew this would become such an informative show today? When you was on Bargain Hunt, did you win?
There's science behind that as well.
They did win.
That's a problem.
Yeah. We won by default.
We're too intelligent.
We didn't find any actual bargains, but we didn't lose as much as the other team, which was Feeder.
Yeah, right, okay, yeah. Well, I would have put my money on you guys.
Why? Because we look like people who understand antiques.
Yeah, more than Feeder, right?
I thought they were going to win because they like stuff like that.
Do they? I don't know.
Well, they said they did.
Yeah, but I'm just taking it on what both bands look like.
You took one superficial snap.
Yeah, exactly. And when they would win Bargain Hunt out of those two.
Right.
So let's have a little chat about the album. It's called Easter Is Cancer, so I've obviously had to include a question about Easter here. Do you have a favourite Easter egg, if someone was to buy you an Easter egg?
You mean like that was of a chocolate brand?
Yeah. I mean, unless you don't...
But I always wish it would be like an Easter egg and in the middle of it was the honeycomb centre, like all honeycomb centre.
But that would wreck your teeth, though, wouldn't it?
But just think about that same concept with the Cadbury's cream egg. If I was the CEO of Cadbury's, right, I would make one out of 1,000 Cadbury's Easter eggs, the Cadbury's cream one, completely full.
And put a spoon in with it.
Yeah, like the gold.
So you could crack it like an actual...
Or you could have like a tap.
At the bottom.
Yeah, like on a beer barrel.
You know like how sometimes artists do like a team up with like a trainer brand or whatever?
Yeah.
Maybe you guys should do the darkness Cadbury's Easter egg.
I think we'd be more likely to be approached by Topic.
It'd be lovely if they had soldiers in the middle. You know, little toast soldiers in the middle of the Easter egg.
Yeah, and...
Honeycomb, like a crunchy
soldier. You mean like... So, Frank, you said like a real egg, like an ostrich egg with some toast on the side.
With some toast in the middle. And the toast is in the middle.
Already there.
Yeah, well, there you go. Let's just clip all these bits up and I'll get in touch with Cadbury's and see if we can get you a deal.
Yeah, that'd be good, actually.
Yeah?
That's what it's all about now, isn't it? The
branding.
Brand partnerships.
Yeah, there you go. I had the pleasure of presenting a Who Can Jump As High As The Cineworld Super Screen in Liverpool competition. And so I've been talking on the show about what is the weirdest thing that you've had to do in your career.
Do you know what?
So well, I wanted to know, because you guys must have done some really strange things.
Something came today.
We got an email and we have been asked to judge whilst on the Kiss Cruise. We're going to be judging the belly flop contest.
That is amazing. That's exactly... I was hoping for something exactly like that to come from you. I didn't know it was going to be like that topical, cool. But yeah.
That's just like a daily occurrence for us, really.
Is it? So is there things that you've gone, no, I don't fancy that?
Our drummer Rufus, he does a really mean back flop. He'll just let himself go back.
Right.
And I've seen him do it many times. And I think we should enter
him. That's the one to beat.
I think we should enter him.
Yeah, you should enter him. He's obviously going to be there, so...
Yeah.
Are you allowed to enter yourself if you're judging?
We could demonstrate what to do, I suppose. You're quite good at belly flops, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. And have you done one of these before, or is this your first time? No. Have you been on a cruise before, even?
No.
Me neither.
We feel a bit guilty, because ethically there's a lot of...
Yeah, but there's a lot of everything, isn't there? Let's not bogged down in that, otherwise nobody would ever do anything.
A lot of damage,
do they? What, to the environment?
And just that kind of tourism itself, I think, is just put a real scourge, you know. Tourism in general, I think, is one of the biggest scourges on the planet.
Yeah, it's true. Everyone stay put.
Yeah, stay put. Don't go
or learn to swim.
To this list of places that I'm going to read off that the darkness are, unless you live there. No, I'm joking. Oh, and so let's talk about now we're onto the Kiss Cruise chat. I'm really interested to know, have you got like a signature pair of trunks or swimwear?
I've got a pair I've been wearing for the last 10 years. They're hand-painted. I bought them on my honeymoon in 2008. And it's hand-painted view of the Copacabana.
Nice.
With the palm trees and the Jesus statue.
Dan likes the European bathing costume with this more like a thong.
That's my gag. I was doing that gag for
Stay home and chill, keeping you company during the coronavirus.